This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper. And on August 4th, 2011, we reported that Walmart was requiring that all exterior maintenance contractors, including sweeping contractors, needed to work within a company called ServiceChannel.com. The information is all online, so when a contractor becomes familiar with that, they will be looking at a video rather than the old method of having something in writing and booklets and pamphlets. We have on the phone with us a contractor in the southern part of the United States that has worked extensively with Walmart for the interest of privacy. We're going to call him Dave, and he will be telling us about the service channel. He has seen the video and investigated this somewhat and can give you kind of a leg up on what kinds of things they're saying and what type of requirements. First off, Dave, not your real name, thanks a lot for being part of this and being willing to talk to the World Sweeper readers, your fellow sweeping contractors around the country, about what you've seen with this service channel concept. And go ahead and just tell us about it, if you would.
Well, what it is, there's three videos that you have to watch on YouTube, and they throw a whole lot of information at you in each video. They're 15 minutes apiece, and there's nothing, no written guides or anything that you can go back and look at. At the end of it, you take a little quiz about what you had reviewed in the video, and you know, with all the information they throw at you about logging in, doing the work order system and everything, and then they're testing you at the end, it's just a whole lot of information thrown at you at one time. And, you know, the way we used to do it was we'd done the work, we'd sent the bill to the store, that was it. This new system they've come up with, they claim it's going to make it easier for the contractor and the store and everything, but I think it's pretty much a whole lot of headache, just like the last program was.
Would you recommend that somebody have a WordPad file or some such where they can take notes during the YouTube?
That would be highly recommended, because of the significant amount of information thrown at you at one time.
Okay, and then tell us a little bit about what the requirements are. Will you be submitting your invoices via email, or how will that be working?
The billing is going to be handled through the service channel network, and they've got the IVR system and all of that you're going to have to continue going through. And the number that I was shown, it was not a 800 number. So, you know, that's going to be an added cost of it being on a cell phone at night, making a long distance phone call.
Although if it is a cell phone, a lot of people have free minutes at night,
right.
So that's a plus because it's at night. And explain what the IVR system is, if you would.
That's the integrated voice recognition system where you call in, enter your work order number and the information about your company, and it's kind of a check-in, check-out that you were there.
So does this mean you will no longer have to have anything signed by the store managers?
Correct. The signing of the paper like it was under the USM program, that's out of the picture right now.
Well, that would be seen by many, I know, as an improvement if what you have to do is call. However, what you're doing then is you're relying on your driver to call in. Is that correct?
Correct. And, you know, if they forget, from the way I understood it was, you know, no call, no pay.
So there really needs to be some kind of hammer there for your employees. Must they call while they're on the lot?
Yes. and I haven't really gotten into it that much. Even the stores that I deal with, they're not up to speed on it yet. You know, they said the same thing. You've got the video, got a whole lot of information that you're trying to retain, and said, you know, one of the stores said, we're not even sure how this is even going to work. That it's something that home office wants to try.
Well, I know I've heard from a couple other contractors who have said they had heard about it, and their local stores said they are not implementing it yet, but they have every expectation that it will be implemented and required throughout the Walmart system before long. So it's something that people just well do.
Between that and things that they've tried here in the last 6 months, some things that's going on right now in our area, reduced maintenance, I mean, it's getting to the point now it's going to be hard for Walmart to find contractors because your old contractors that's been in the business 15, 20, 30 years, they're eventually going to move away from Walmart and say, you know, they're going to confirm what everybody said in the past, that they're hard to deal with, and we're just walking away from it.
Well, I think that is certainly the case, and what that means is the younger, less experienced contractors will be the ones with these smaller dollar profit Walmart accounts and other accounts that are in the same type of situation with the national service providers that are really requiring much more time and detail and then paying less. And so it can be very devastating. A combination of requirements, that's for sure. And if people have not heard, we also have a report that Walmart is going across the board and mandating no 7-night-a-week sweeps. They're talking about only sweeping every other day. And I want to remind people, as we did in our written material, that you do have some options here. If you're talking about every other day, can you work that to be a 4-day-a-week sweep instead of a 3-day-a-week sweep? And if you think about it, it could go either direction. And I would encourage you to, you know, your Walmart store managers are going to want more sweeps than you're able to give them. Most of them are going to want a 7-day-a-week sweep because they like how their property looks. So be sure to work with your Walmart store managers on this every other day business and make that into a 4-day-a-week sweep if you possibly can. And keep track of the fact that if this were any other contractor, if this were any other contract, if you had a 7-day-a-week sweep, it would be one price. If you have a 4-day-a-week or a 3-day-a-week sweep, it would be a different price per sweep. So you're going to need to retain your profit margins. You're going to need to increase your price per sweep when you go down to every other day, whether it's 3-day-a-week or 4-day-a-week. Do you have any comments on that, Dave?
Well, that's the mistake the new guys are going to make. They're going to say, well, you know, I want to hold on to this job. I want to keep the money. I'll still keep it at the same rate, not realizing that every day they go out there, they're sweeping 2 days' worth of trash every time they go out there.
And disposing of and so forth.
Like I said, it's going to happen. The old, experienced contractors that's been in it 15 or more years, they're going to get to the point where they've had enough of jumping through the hoops, and they're just going to walk away from Walmart. Or retail in general, and just let the new guys and the startups have the retail sweeping because it's getting to the point now it's not profitable. The people that's got the bigger trucks, the 348s, that size truck are going to be out here doing the more profitable construction sweeping, hopefully when the housing market rebounds and we get back to building houses. So, you know, opportunity there for us old guys to jump in there and just walk away from nighttime sweeping altogether. If they, you know, the national retailers keep pushing all these requirements.
Well, that's one thing to certainly consider. And if you do have a class of sweeper, that's a larger sweeper, like a Schwartz 348 series, a Timco 435, and a Victory Mark II, for example, those have enough power. There's no reason that you can't be out there doing construction sweeping by day, industrial sweeping, some of which can be done by day, and those kinds of cleanup situations. There really can be no doubt that Walmart, who is certainly a leader in price squeezing across the board, whether it's from suppliers or suppliers to them in terms of maintenance and those kinds of things, or suppliers of goods, that they are seeing that there is a depressed marketplace here, and so people are willing to do more to get their business, and the question is how much more. So I encourage every contractor out there, as I know you would, because you've been at this business a long time, to really need to sharpen your pencil and figure out exactly what your costs are and what you need to get, and do not go below that in your bidding. You can't afford to. You won't be in business this time next year. And so, you know, if you can't make a profit, you just as well not tear up your truck, your sweeper, pay the fuel, and, you know, pay the driver's expenses and those kinds of things that are variable costs. Keep those out of your equation and just say no. So, that, you know, that's the kind of thing that I think everyone needs to truly be encouraged to evaluate, is at what level do I just say no and walk away?
Right. And, you know, all of us old-timers that's been around for a while, that's what we constantly do. I mean, we're constantly looking at cost versus profit. And, I mean, we've had some jobs that we couldn't get an increase on. We just let them go because it was costing us more. Basically, we were paying them to clean their lot. And, you know, I hate to say it, but all of us that's been at it for a while, you know, we're the ones getting squeezed out because we know what it takes to run that truck, maintenance, insurance, fuel, labor. We know what it takes. The startups, they have no idea what it takes to run that truck, and they think $50 a day on Walmart, they think that's great money. I mean, to me, I would laugh at you, and, you know, as old Jack Nicholson said, and as good as it gets, go sell your stupid somewhere else. We're all stocked up here. I mean, you know, to me, if they come up and say $50 a sweep, I'll say no thanks, because that doesn't even cover the cost. And, you know, these startups is what's hurting the industry. By getting in it, you know.
Without having that information.
Manufacturers need to sit down, or the National Trade Association needs to, you know, tell these folks, these are, you know, pretty much close to what your costs are, or items that you need to figure into your equation. And bidding is you never know it all. It's a constant learning process every time you go out. No two Walmarts are the same. There's just too many variables.
And then that's just Walmarts. And, you know, we have all the other box stores as well as all the strip malls and every place else in between. So you have to work smarter. Use things like Google Earth. Use GPS. Keep track of all of your costs in the equation. And don't gloss over anything and any part of your total operations to come up with what your total cost is as a fixed cost and your total cost every time you crank your sweeper and drive it out of the parking lot where you keep it. So those are certainly the things to keep track of. Is there anything in closing that you would like to add to that?
Well, anybody that's new to the business, just getting started in the business, or even thinking about it, World Sweeper is a great source of information. If you're starting a business or if you've already been in it for a couple of years, World Sweeper is a great source of information. NPE shows, another great source of information, you know, especially where you can get to talk to some of the old guys that's been in it for years. Now, I'm not going to mention names, but people that's been in it for 30 years, go up and talk to them. They're not, you know, they will not blow you off. Some of the finest people I've met are some of the contractors that's been in it since Bob Schwartz built the first sweeper. And them guys don't mind talking to you and telling you what you're doing wrong. But we've all got to sit down and keep our eyes on the cost and don't be afraid to tell them no, that, you know, I can't sweep for that rate. Because costs are not going down. Tires and fuel, we're not ever going to see cheap tires and cheap fuel again. That's just the way of the future.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way of right now, and it's going to do nothing but get more expensive in the future. I'll add to that, my award-winning book, Fundamentals of the Power Sweeping Business. It's 250 pages, and it's the most complete information book you're going to find about power sweeping. It's $100. Yes, it is. $106, including shipping. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee, and the only one I've ever gotten back was somebody who read through it, called me up, and said, I learned so much, I don't want to get into sweeping. Would you mind me sending the book back? So,
he was smart.
Yeah, some would say he was smart. The other thing is, when you go onto the World Sweeper website, be sure to look in the parking lot contractor section. It's under the quick links in the upper left-hand side. And really go through that parking. There are many, many categories and subcategories. I know the World Sweeper website can be daunting because there are over 5,000 files and photos about sweeping online there. But we have in the parking lot contractor area is the information that you really need mostly. And so I'd encourage everybody to look at that. Well, thank you very much, and I wish we could thank you publicly, but I think in this case it probably does make sense for you to stay anonymous. Dave, not his real name, is a sweeping contractor that has been in the business for many, many years. He's based in the southern part of the United States, and he is just one of those experienced contractors that's willing to invest time and energy into making his industry a better industry and helping out those other people who are in it. So, thank you very much for taking part in this.
Okay, well, I appreciate it very much, Ranger.
And if you have input and ideas that you'd like to add to this audio interview, feel free to send an email to editor@worldsweeper.com. You're also able to reach us toll-free, 866-635-2205.